Welcome to the Small Church Leadership Podcast, the podcast where we are helping the small church fulfill the big mission. My name's Brian, and I'm a fellow small church pastor in the trenches with you, and I'm joined today by one really awesome person and Colby. So how are you guys doing today, y'all?
My life is better, and I do better things. That's my word. Be better.
My life is be better. You got two words. Joey, how you doing?
And I am blessed, and I'm trying to be consistent, and I've tried black coffee. I didn't like it, but I tried caffeinated. I've been drinking half calf. And so I don't know what I'm going to. Yeah. See, oh, there
words,
it goes.
Words. Woo. My mouth quit working for a second.
Half calf. All I can see is like a side of beef, you know, half a calf.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You know, half calf. Why? Why bother?
You just need to move. We don't even offer away.
We don't even offer decaffeinated coffee in this church. If you want decaffeinated coffee, we'll just give you some brown water.
Just God bless you. It's like hot brown water.
Hot brown water.
It's terrible. So, well, you guys have actually set us up for today's episode.
Brian, how are you doing today?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I'm doing fantastic. Awesome. That's how I'm doing today. I'm hanging out with my best buds. We're recording some podcasts today. My guitar amp is fixed. I get to go and pick that guy up. And I'm probably going to do some wheeling and dealing, but don't tell my wife. I think I'm going to trade this amp and give him a little bit of money for a new one. She doesn't listen to this podcast anyway, but y'all pray for me that I still have a place to stay after I come home with that. So I'm good, man. I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Not a problem. You can sleep in our youth room if you need to.
Fantastic.
And I got plenty of room in the garage.
Okay, that works. So I've got two options available. I like it. So, guys, you alluded to it in the beginning by telling me what your word for the year was. This is the time when we're going to recap our word for the year. Joey, why don't you remind people what we're talking about when we say the word of the year?
And so, I don't know. You introduced it to me to begin with, but what is that one word that God is speaking over you for this coming year that's going to be your word that you're going to accomplish this coming year?
Now, wait a second. That sounds all weird and spiritually. The word that God is speaking over you, is that weird and spiritual? Like, what are you talking about?
I wasn't prepared for that question.
Oh, and the silence shows up. No, we're not saying that it's like the heavens are opening up and God's like, this is your word. Like, what we're saying is as you're praying, as you're spending time with the Lord, we want you to be open to what is it that could be a focus point for you for the year. For example, my focus point for the year this year is the word rebound. Because there's a lot of places in my life in 2021 that I really feel like God was urging me to rebound. Some places that need to start back over and get back going again. And so it's not like weird and super spiritual. It's, man, God is empowering me and leading me to focus in this area of my life. And so I'm sorry I set you up incorrectly there. Maybe we should rehearse this before we get started. But
that's
the half calf right there is coming in. That's the move over. Okay.
You said that so much better than I did, so thank you.
Man, thank you for that encouragement. It does my heart good. Colby, what you think about it, man?
Where are we at here?
Oh, we're just talking about the word of the year. We're kind of doing the recap.
You know, I've done it in the past where it was one of those things where, yeah, I had a word, and I probably forgot what that word was by January 3rd. this one I tried to stay with. You know, we did a couple things we talk about it periodically on the podcast, and it's not a super spiritual thing. And for me, it wasn't super spiritual. It was just something that I really felt God saying, hey, this is what I want you to do. And I went with it.
Yeah. I love that. Cause like Joey, you started out by saying this is a word God's speaking over you. And like, you're like coming across as super spiritual. Right. And that's why I threw that curveball question at you. But then Colby's like, it's not super spiritual. I just feel like God's speaking to me. That's super spiritual.
That's not like, super spiritual. Yeah, it's not like the heavens broke open and the angels came down and the dove flew in front of me with a sign hanging from his feet saying, be better. It was just, I felt be better.
I just love pointing out how like, essentially we're saying the same thing. We feel like this is something, a place in our lives where God is leading us so that we can kind of focus our energy and our attention. And so this year, man, we all gathered together, and this was really fun from my perspective. Our families got together, we had some food and hung out, but we also painted on canvases our word for the year. Okay, and that was really fun, and that was really awesome. So as we just kind of do the recap of that, first of all, I'm gonna ask you while you're on the air, you guys want to do that again this year? You want to do the eating and painting?
Yes.
Eating? Yes. Oh, yeah.
Painting, maybe.
Painting, I can paint.
Yeah. It was, I'm so proud of you, by the way. I did not know a finger painting could look so cute. Yes. I'm so proud of you. So that was something I think for me this year really helped solidify it. Man, that painting is literally hanging up on my wall beside my bed. It's one of the first things I see when I wake up. Whereas before when I've done this, I've either forgotten the word or it hasn't been as present. So like when I wake up in the morning before I go to work out or don't go to work out, I have to look at this word that is inspiring why I'm wanting to work out and go, either I'm going to do this or I'm not. And like this, that was really good and really helpful for me. And so as we talk about this, man, just guys, let's give a quick recap. What was your word for the year?
Consistent.
Consistent. Man, I like it. Colby?
Be better.
Now, for those of you that are listening, Colby's a good guy. We love him. I mean, we're grateful for him. He doesn't understand the word of the year. He understands words of the year. And so his word, singular for the year, is be better.
So let me change. Okay, this was a super spiritual thing where God just spoke to me and said, one word isn't enough. Oh, you need two.
You got a double portion?
I got a double portion.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
All right. Well, my one word.
Wait till next year.
Yeah, wait till next year. You're going to get a triple blessing, right? So my one word for the year was rebound. And so we all have reasons why we feel like the Lord was kind of speaking to us in that area. Here's a really difficult question. How are you doing with living out that word of the year so far?
My life is dope and I do dope things.
My life is be better.
Okay. I've done better with this one than I've done with any of the others in the past.
Boom. He's been better.
I've been better because of that canvas. Now I threw mine out on the interstate on my way home that night. But
no, it hit another car.
It's actually in my office. And so every day when I walk in my office, I see that sign that says, be better. And don't be like you were, be better. And so it's just that reminder. I've made it a priority to focus on that, to be better than I was. Every day I want to be better than I was yesterday. And so I've done well. I don't think I've done great, but I've done pretty good.
I love that, man. That's super encouraging.
Yeah. I was feeling the Lord wanting me to be more consistent with the things I did. And in these words, I go, okay, this is the word, but how are you defining this word?
Oh, I love that, man.
And so he said, I want you consistent in your relationship with me, your time with me. And I've been able to do that for the most part. I've been seeing that grow. Time with my family was another one, consistent with, you know, giving what my family needed from me, and then being what for the church, being consistent with the things in the church. Now, that was the one I struggled with the most because I got sidetracked with one of our stuff, and I had to go back and admit, okay, I didn't lead us well through this big event. I wasn't consistent with what I needed to be consistent with, and so I messed up there. But for other areas in my life, another one was my health. I've been doing fairly well.
Dude, you've been killing that health part, man. I just want to brag on you, man. I'm super proud of you. And I'm encouraged, man, because I've seen you really wrestle with this word, consistency. And that's just, man, being one of your inside friends, but on the outside looking in at how you've been doing this has been just awesome watching you really try to live up to that. If I were to answer that, how am I doing with it? I think sometimes I'm doing good rebounding and sometimes I'm not. And the one difference, I think, is what I mentioned about that painting is where I have to see it. Before, it was easy to ignore because mm-hmm. it wasn't in my face. But because it's in my face, I see, oh, I've got a choice. Either I'm going to do this or I'm not. And I think I've been doing fairly well. If I were to grade myself, I'd probably give myself a C. And C's get degrees, baby. So
that's
there
it.
We go with that. Yeah. So let me ask this two-part question here. What worked? What didn't work? So far. And just to set that up, at the time of recording this, it is November. So we've had almost a whole year to look back on what's worked, what hasn't worked. So there's a question.
So what worked for me was being intentional with my personal growth. So I read a lot more than I have. I've read more books this year than I have in probably 20 years.
And I'm proud of you because not all of them were pop-up books. So I'm very proud of you.
A couple were. They took me a couple days to get through, but I got through them. I journal. I've been journaling a lot over the last several months. My prayer life doesn't seem like a drive-by or a to-do list. It's been more intimate prayers. And so I've tried to incorporate being better in every aspect.
Yeah.
And so I've really worked hard on that. I think I've been a better husband over the last year, a better father, better pop. I've tried to be a better pastor. And so I think that, those things have worked, getting more intentional with my reading and self-improvement.
I love it. Good job, man. So Joey, what's worked?
The painting actually has worked.
Isn't it crazy how that simple thing has been like a big, big deal?
And I'll mirror that with y'all or extend
and
that
I'll
with y'all.
And I'll say this, too. Like, I'm sorry to jump in on
no,
you.
No, go ahead.
Like, even when we come here, so we record this at Colby's church, and I see your painting, and even if mine hasn't gotten me that day, when I see yours, I'm like, dang it. Because it takes me back to when we painted. Yeah. And then when you'll send like a Marco Polo from your office, and I see the painting of yours, I'm like, it's visual. It's in front of me. It reminds me. So go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, having that visual there in front of me. Now, this is my fourth year doing it. And how I got introduced, I had a good friend to sit down. We were having lunch together. And without any prep, he goes, "What's your word for the year?" And I'm going, "What are you talking about?" "Well, my word." And I said, "Man, this guy is so spiritual. Where did he get this from?"
Sounds
but
like
he set me up because he didn't tell me beforehand. He was going to ask me what my word was.
Sounds like a good friend.
He showed up and
spoiler alert, it's me.
and then decrease was my word. And I actually lost 100 pounds that year.
Yes.
The next year was increase, and I was supposed to increase, and I gained 75 pounds back. But so it's been good.
Your word now is going to be moderate.
Moderate, yeah. Consistently moderate. And then 2020, I don't even remember what my word
gosh.
Was. I had one, but
2020 doesn't count.
Went out the window. Though,
here, everybody's word for 2020, dumpster fire. And I'm going to, that's two words.
That works.
So
I like it.
Works,
okay. I like it.
So what has worked and what hasn't worked is making sure I have defined what that word, I've given it some definition. Mm-hmm. I give it some areas of focus.
Now, you said something earlier that I would like for you to unpack a little more. You said, "God, what does this mean to you?" And I think that goes in with you defining that word. You're hearing it from God's perspective. Would you mind unpacking that a little bit?
Yeah, so I try to listen because I don't want to just come up with a word that's mine, because I do believe in these words, God empowers those words through the year for us if we're listening to him, and he defines the area. And so I don't want to just come up with my word. I don't want to go rich. That's my word for the year, you know.
Because
I
want to be mine for next year.
Because I want to be rich, you know. If I'm hearing from the Lord, what is you speaking over this next year?
What is you speaking
for you Northerners up there that are listening to us or in other countries, since we are multinational?
What is you speaking?
I got to bring
why you use, half, why half. Use lot word when few word
few word work. We need a translator for all of our out of country multinational listeners.
Okay.
So I get that word, and I want God to define that word. What areas were you wanting me to be consistent in, having this consistency? Yeah. And I allowed him to speak to me in those four areas. Because just like the word increase, I didn't listen to him. I didn't define that word. And it was still empowered in my life in that I lost ground. I increased in weight because I was just trying to go along with it instead of allowing it to have a focus. Mm-hmm. I love that word that you said. I hadn't thought about that focus. This is my focus. And having the four words to go with it, or three words, or whatever God gives you, gives that focus so that if it's empowered, it's not empowered to do something that I didn't want it to do.
Yes. I love that. I love when Joey gets into it because he enunciates. Right. He's like, he gets that old Pentecostal stuff. I love it, man. Next thing you know, he's going to be talking, and he's going to say, the word for the year. I love it. So, man, that's been really awesome. I'll say this for me, and I've said it over and over in this podcast. The big thing that's worked for me was that painting, man. Mm-hmm. And I think we had an experience together. And it's almost like those of you that have had a stint in youth ministry, before God let you out early for good behavior. Like, you're in youth ministry, when you go away to like a teen retreat, or when you do like a local or even a international mission trip, there's something about that bonding that you guys have when you come back, that those that couldn't make the trip or whatever, they're still part of the family, but they didn't have that experience. And for me, all these things run through my mind when I see that painting. And now we're leaning into next year, and I'm like, dude, we're going to paint this year. We're going to get together. What are we going to eat? Are we going to do it at my house again? Because you remember last time we did it, we had just moved in. And that was like the first or the second time that anybody had been to our house, which the first time were you guys coming to our house, and then that was the second time. So I'm just like planning this experience. So how we can all like have this moment together. That painting was just really, really significant for me.
And not only the painting allowed us to share our words with one another and then ask about it. Hey, how's that going? Are you rebounding? And you know, just this week, hey, how's the kid? Man, you're killing your word. I'm seeing that. And then, hey, remember your word. You can do this. And and so that, not only that painting to remind us, the visual to remind us, but the togetherness in that to encourage one another. Be better. Oh, man, you're killing it. That's you being better and encouraging one another in that.
I do want to pick on you, man. Like, I've had a pretty rough week, pretty rough probably last 10 days. And I think it was yesterday you were asking me via text how I was doing, and I was just like, man, sky's falling. And, like, he sent back a prayer, and the prayer was around that word. And it was like, you know, God, I'm praying for Brian. His words rebound. And, like, it's as silly as that may sound to people that haven't gone through this experience. Like, I'm even getting a little emotional knowing that one of my dearest friends cares about my word and cares about me succeeding in that. It's just powerful.
And there was more than just three of us in that with painting. But I don't remember even my wife's word. I don't remember your wife's words. But I remember your guys' words because we have talked about it throughout the year. It wasn't just something that was, hey, one time we said it and that was it. My wife has the thing in her office, but we talk about it. We talk about it throughout the year, and we hold it kind of in front of each other so that we hold each other accountable through those things and remind each other periodically. One of the other things.
So I wonder if one of the principles behind that is community accountability.
Absolutely. I mean, that's. That accountability, community accountability is key to a lot of things.
We've been talking about this.
Not just for the word, it's the word.
For the word, capital W.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking before we hit record on this, and Joey's like, do you guys do this with your church? And I'm like, no. And we're talking, and I'm seeing how powerful doing this in community is. And the back of my mind, I'm like, I got to get the staff together, man. We're doing this. And we're, so, yeah, it's
One of the other things that helped me, and you guys have you kind of trashed me a little bit and talked bad about me on social media and all that stuff. But
how would you know? I don't have social media.
I got rid of social media because you guys. But one of the things that's helped me remember my word is that there's two of them, because I remember be better, and it's not just I don't remember. I honestly do not remember any word in the past. From any time ever, I don't remember any of them.
I remember one.
But I remember this one. I remember this one because we've joked about it. It's be better. You know, I'm better than you guys because I got two words. It's just one of those things where, and I'm humble, but it's something that has been in front of me because I've kind of made it be in front of me.
And you know what I think, too? And I'm prognosticating. But I feel like for the rest of our lives, like, be better will have like a... It's carved out a space in our collective memory. And one of the things that I'm excited about is 5 years from now, 10 years from now, looking at the series of paintings and being able to go back. Like, I've already in my office, I've got a wall planned out for where I'm going to put these paintings as they accumulate. And man, I'm just excited about looking at... Man, I was trying to be intentional about my life, and here's one of the small tokens. I think about the nation of Israel. Whenever God did something big, he would often accompany it with a token of sorts, like, you know, take the 12 stones and put the 12 stones up here, or have the celebrate the Passover meal to remind you of this and the bitter herbs and all of that. Like, this is, and I'm not saying that, you know, it's on the same level as the Passover experience, but we're visual symbolic creatures, and this is something that's been that for me. So here's a question. Do you have any idea of what you're thinking about your word for the year next year might be?
Yes. My word is going to be passionate, disciplined, focus. Passionate, disciplined, focus.
If we were at home at my house, I would say, Alexa, define one word. And she would say, it's only one thing that you do. So you got three: passionate, disciplined, defined, refined, focus in the fire of God and his power.
Well, yeah, we could add refined in there. I mean, I could go with passionate, deliberate, disciplined, balanced focus.
Yeah, you know, I've got a couple words I would like you to throw in there. We'll talk about that when we're no longer recording.
I do have it. I've got it narrowed down to five words. Yeah, I'm still praying about it because we still got a little bit of time. But I got it narrowed down to five words: focus, balance, passionate, deliberate, and discipline.
I like it.
And there's a couple of them in there that kind of stick out more than others. I guess I have to figure it out before we paint it. I'm pretty sure I know what my word is going to be. I think it's going to be focused. And because I need to be focused.
Yeah.
I need to be focused on a lot of things. So
I'll tell you, I'm giving you a hard time, but I'm looking at my list here, and the one that I feel drawn to the most is actually three words.
Come on.
And I'm like,
come on.
How can I? I've got to get this in one word because I've given him.
Oh, look at Brian. He's got all these words.
Uh-huh. I've given him 12 months worth of crap over this. I've got to be able to distill it down to one.
Hey, Siri, define one word.
Joey, do you have any kind of idea? She's talking. He said the S word, and well, Siri, that's the word he said.
That's okay. The word.
So,
I
Joey,
said.
Do you have any idea of what yours will be? You want to share that with us? You don't have to, by the way. You just have to.
I don't know about personally, and it might be one and the same, but I'm feeling for the church is fundamentals. And then back to basics now. Yeah. One word, fundamentals, but the concept is back to basics.
The four words.
Defined what those are.
This guy right here, man.
Yeah, I got one more than y'all, so.
Yeah, I know. I like it.
Okay. And that might be mine. I just haven't.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't prayed about it.
This is the time, too, where we're all kind of looking ahead. And so this is something we put energy behind. So it's not just, oh, this is the word that I'm going to choose. Like the word. If the word doesn't have any meaning to you, or the combination of words doesn't have a meaning to you, there's a very good possibility you're not going to try to pursue it, and it's just going to be another thing you do. Which is another question that I have here, and we'll get to that in a second. I want to share about mine. I've got actually a file on my phone where I'm putting these words, and as I've been exercising in the morning and just praying through and thinking these things out with the Lord, when something jumps out to me, I'll just pull it out, put it in this note here on my phone so I can not have to expend brain energy to think about it, but I can go back and look at it. And a couple of my words that I have up here, I've got some ideas. And one of them would be adapt. I have a problem adapting. I want to just beat things. Like I do jujitsu, right? Like I want to choke things into submission instead of working with it. And maybe adapt might be a word for me for the year. So I'm still praying through some of that. So here's the final kind of series of questions. Did this word of the year really make a difference? And we've already answered that this entire podcast. It's not so much the word made a difference, but it helped give us a focus.
Focus.
Point.
I'm still, focus. Yeah, please.
You can't take my word.
That's my word. I'm calling it now.
Well, mine's passionate focus, so.
Focus.
So this has been good. So, man, that's kind of like all the quote questions that I have here. But we'll just kind of roll with it. Do you encourage, after we've gone through this and we were way more intentional about it this time, we brought other people into the process, do you think this is something that will bring value or benefit to other leaders to try?
I not only think it will. I'm going to go as far as to say that God has a focus for your life next year, that he wants to speak into you, that he wants to accomplish in you, that he wants to do in you.
He's preaching.
And And so open your life. Ask God about that. Open up. What word stands out? What word just identifies with your soul right now that he's speaking? Because I think he wants to empower that word in your life this coming year.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
One of the things I do when I'm coaching other pastors is I have them give me their their own personal mission statement. What is your mission statement? And most pastors don't have one. They don't have that mission statement. But what this does is it helps you. Yeah, we're going to go back to it. It helps you focus on what God has planned for you. What is your mission? And I think that without a personal, now we have church mission statements, and which I realized how silly it is to have a church mission statement but not a personal mission statement. To have core values for your church but not have core values for yourself. And so this word, you know, I was never really into it. I heard it on Caleb one year, and and I thought, you know, hey, let's do it. And so I challenged my Wednesday night Bible study one year to come up with a word, and they did. And you know, we played around with it, but it wasn't something that we were consistent with. It's something that I think that it will help you understand your own values, your own mission, your own vision that God has given you. And so that one word, or I mean, even if it's a phrase, you know, that's something that is going to drive you forward through the year. And if you take it seriously, because it came from God, it is serious. If it came from God, it's serious. If you take it seriously, you'll see the benefits. You'll reap the fruits from it.
Yeah, I love that. Well said.
So let's give them, if we can, and I don't mean to try to take over, but let's give them the keys to successes for us so that they can maybe have those. And so we said one of them was make it visible somehow.
Yeah.
Make it before them. Put it before them.
Community accountability. Making sure that it's not just you. You know, I had this thing, this phrase of, actually it was like a poem or something. I had it folded up in my wallet, and I bought a new wallet, and I forgot that I even had that in my wallet until I was cleaning out the old one. So if you just keep it and you just like throw it in a desk drawer or shove it in a wallet or, you know, whatever, you're not going to continue with it. So find a group of knuckleheads that can hang out with you and get that community accountability. Yeah.
The community accountability is big. And I want to go back to this has to spark a fire in you. We talked in the Sermon Life Hacks podcast about the Talk Like TED book by Carmine Gallo. One of the secrets is you have to find what makes your heart sing. As a communicator, if you're just bored with your stuff, the people that are hearing you are going to be bored. When it comes to this word of the year, what makes your heart sing? For me, I knew I needed to rebound. Like, I knew, here's how I approach this. If I keep living this way, and it wasn't sinful per se, it just was, I wasn't intentional. I was just flowing, going with the flow. So that, I had to rebound, and that electrified my life. So it's got to be visible. Do it in community for sure, but make sure that you're sold on this. Because if you're not sold on that word, or if you're not sold on the concept, it's just another thing. And for some people, maybe this will be just another thing. But what I've found, this is electrifying.
If you're not sold on it, it's going to be, I mean, what is it, January 19th is Quitter's Day?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because most New Year's resolutions, people quit by January 19th. If you're not passionate about this, if you're not sold on it, your Quitter's Day is going to be the 3rd. Yeah. That's when mine was. Yeah. Every year. I don't even, it's not going to matter.
Does it resonate with your soul?
Yes.
Is it resonating?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it in tune, like a tuning fork?
Yes.
Is it resonating in your soul? The other thing is give focus to that focus. The word is supposed to focus us, and then give focus to that focus. What is the thing that you're focused on? What's the 2, 3, 4 things that word is supposed to?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. What are the, so there's a phrase that big doors swing on little hinges. So if the word is the door, what are the hinges that it's going to swing on?
Yes.
For you,
very good.
It was consistency in your marriage, with your family, consistency with your church, and consistency with your health. Those were kind of the big ones for you. For me, the rebound was with my spiritual life, with my health. Those were really the 2 big ones for me. And for you, to be better, you mentioned them earlier, was be a better husband, be a better pop, be a better pastor. Yep. So these are not New Year's resolutions.
No.
This is themes. And so, yeah, definitely find the things. Give focus to your focus. I kind of like that preacher. So, good preacher stuff.
So yeah, right there. That sounds like that's my word is focus on focus.
Focus on focus. My word's focus on the family.
There you go.
Call me James. James D. James Dobby Boy. All right. So this has been really good, man. I'm super excited about this year and the word for the year. And I'm also like, as soon as we stop recording this, I'm reaching out to my staff. We're doing that this year together too. Okay. So, which I'm going to have two paintings up now. I like it. All right. So guys, I really appreciate you sharing with us. And I hope that this has been impactful for those that have been listening. I know that it has been, at least when they've heard what you guys have had to say, not so much what I've had to say. And that's False Humility 101, friends. Thanks for listening to us. Joey, why don't you let us have a parting thought?
What parting thought, or you want us to? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just being funny.
Because last time I think I stepped out of the lane because I kind of got a look from the other side of the room when I talked about Facebook. So I'm going to talk about podcasts. Wherever you're getting this podcast from, I want you to go and give us a 5-star rating.
5 stars.
5 stars. And then leave a review. Tell us how we can help you. If this has meant anything to you, let us know about it. And tell somebody else about it. Bring somebody with you next time.
Go to Facebook. You can bring up the app in the search bar, type in Small Church Leadership, and your one word is like.
Ooh.
Like our page.
Put that big old swollen thumbs up on
like
that.
Like our
it.
Page. That way people out there, because if you like it, all your friends are going to see it, and we'll be able to get the word out that there's three knuckleheads that care about you.
That's
care
it,
about
man.
Them.
And listen, seriously, real talk, guys. If you're going through something, don't struggle alone, okay? Like, send us a message. Like, we'll get in touch with you, man. Like, this is about so much more than us just getting a podcast or a Facebook thing off the ground. When we ask for these reviews or these likes, it's so we can get connected with other pastors, right? Like, we don't want you to struggle alone. And one of the most just difficult things in ministry is being alone. I couldn't do it without these other guys in this room, and I know that I speak for them saying they feel the same way. So connect with us, man. We're here for you. This is Small Church Leadership Nation. We're a community together. So thanks for listening to the Small Church Leadership Podcast. Usually at this time, I tell you what we're going to talk about next episode, but guess what? We haven't figured that out yet, so we got to do some brainstorming. So maybe you should be on the lookout for the next awesome podcast coming forth from your favorite knuckleheads. I'm Brian.
I'm Joey.
I'm Colby.
And we'll see you next time on the Small Church Leadership Podcast. Bye, guys.